Coinbase puts tokenized stocks on Base, with real share claims. Coinbase is bringing tokenized stocks to Base, its Ethereum Layer 2 network, in a structure where each token holds a direct claim on an actual share rather than tracking a stock's price synthetically. Decrypt reported the move on August 25, 2026, noting that the tokens carry economic rights that pass through to the holder, including dividends and voting. That distinction matters. Most on-chain stock products launched over the past 2 years have been derivatives, a token whose value references Apple or Tesla without giving the holder any legal interest in the underlying company. Coinbase's version, as described, keeps the share itself in the picture and represents it on-chain. The claim, not just the price, a price referencing token, can move with a stock and still leave the holder outside the cap table entirely. No dividend reaches them, no proxy vote is theirs, and the position depends on whoever issues the derivative staying solvent and honoring the peg. Coinbase's design routes those rights to the token holder instead. If the underlying share pays a dividend, the claim follows the token. If there is a shareholder vote, the economic interest sits with whoever holds the token. For anyone who has used synthetic equity exposure on-chain, this closes the gap that made those products feel like IOUs. It also raises the regulatory stakes, because a token with a direct claim on a registered security looks much more like the security itself than a swap does. Coinbase leans on its own rails. Putting the product on Base keeps the whole flow inside Coinbase's stack. Base is the exchange's own layer too, so issuance, settlement, and custody can run on infrastructure Coinbase controls end-to-end. That vertical integration is the point. The company already handles fiat on-ramps, a large U.S.-regulated user base, and a listed equity brokerage relationship, and tokenized stocks give it a way to connect all three on-chain. It also fits a broader pattern this year. OKX has pushed stocks, gold, and commodities on-chain, and Franklin Templeton won SEC clearance to place ETFs into a tokenized fund. The direction across the industry is the same. Take instruments that already exist in traditional markets and settle them on public blockchains. Coinbase moving equities with real share claims onto Base is one of the more aggressive versions of that idea from a U.S. regulated venue. Settlement speed and the trading week on-chain settlement is the practical draw. Traditional U.S. equity trades settle on a T+1 basis, meaning the transfer of shares and cash finalizes one business day after the trade. Tokenized shares on a blockchain can settle in the time it takes a block to confirm, and they can move outside the standard 9:30 to 4 hours market window. A token that trades on Base is not bound by exchange hours or by the traditional clearing calendar. Continuous settlement cuts counterparty exposure between trade and finality, and it lets equity exposure sit next to stablecoins and other on-chain assets in the same wallet. For a user already holding USDC and other stablecoins on Base, buying a tokenized share becomes a same network transaction rather than a bank-mediated one. Open questions on eligibility and rights. Several details will decide how far this reaches, which specific stocks are available, which jurisdictions can access them, and how voting mechanically works for a token holder are not fully spelled out in the initial coverage. Voting rights in particular are hard to operationalize. Proxy systems were built for named brokerage accounts, not pseudonymous wallets. So the plumbing that carries a vote from a token back to a company's registrar is the part worth watching. Regulatory treatment is the other variable. A token with a direct claim on a registered share sits closer to securities law than a synthetic tracker does, which cuts both ways. It gives holders real protections and real economic rights, and it also pulls the product squarely into the SEC's field of view. Coinbase running the launch on its own network, under its own U.S.-regulated entity, suggests it intends to meet that scrutiny head-on rather than route around it offshore. For the full product mechanics, Coinbase's card and account ecosystem already sits inside the same regulated perimeter this launch depends on.